Okay, everyone, this is going to be short and sweet. When the things on your schedule don't happen, don't panic. Maybe there's a reason for it. Yesterday, I expected to go to my house down here in Tennessee. And I expected to lay around in a lawn chair and just kind of chill out. But when I got there, two electrical guys were working. And at the same time, I'm feeling impatient because my house isn't getting done faster. And why am I upset that the electrical guys are there working a day before they're supposed to be there, like making progress? It didn't really occur to me until later on that day. But the bummer was I just wanted to be. I wanted to relax, but that wasn't happening with those guys there. So I ended up cleaning up the garage and taking a bunch of stuff to the dumpster. Bottom line, God sometimes changes our plans. And sometimes it's on purpose. I was happy that I actually accomplished some things yesterday. I don't know why that came out weird. And when I got in the car, I started driving home, and the flooring guy calls me. He's like, hey, do you mind if I start earlier? And this is me working on patience yesterday. I was so excited. I was just thanking God, like, wow. Because I gave it to him yesterday. Lord, help me appreciate like every moment of this. Because I need to be and I need to be engaged and I need to just take it day by day. There must be a reason why things aren't happening on my timeline. So I just give it to God. That's what we have to do with our schedule sometimes. So this morning, got up, was supposed to pray, pressed my YouTube playlist, and I'm telling you, it was not prayer. I wasn't paying attention. I was running around, packing up the car. I was at Home Depot at 6 a.m., and then when I got there, I was so disappointed because they didn't have any of the outdoor lights that I was looking at online, and I was like, are you kidding me? I rushed through my morning to do this, and now I am waiting for my radio segment, which is the word of the day for Annunciation Radio. And I'm just like, Lord, just, I will allow you to schedule my day. So I have my earbuds that I'm going to be plugging into my phone, and I will be praying while I am cleaning my house because the flooring guy is coming this afternoon. And then at the same time, after I heard that the floor was going to be done, I reached out to my kitchen cabinet installer, and I'm like, hey, can you come next week? I may go back down to the builder and redesign the retreat house. We'll have to see what God wants to do. I just said, hey, I could stay another day. I don't know. Giving it up to God. So don't be upset if something doesn't happen on your schedule as you plan it. Because maybe God didn't want it to happen for some weird reason. And it may not even be a weird reason. It's just different than your plans. And I'm telling you, that is exactly how I feel. So if I have to stay another day, okay. Maybe that's God's plan. Maybe this guy who does the floor plans has available time. And if not, that's okay. Can schedule it and we can do it on a Zoom meeting or something like that. This is how we kind of have to live our lives. Yes, we should schedule things. Yes, we should plan things, but not get in a tizzy if it doesn't happen exactly the way we want it to happen. And let it go. Let God do what he wants to do and be peaceful about it. Yesterday, when I gave up my impatience, I had no idea that I was going to get a phone call from the flooring guy to come early and do it early. And that's my biggest thing. Once the floor gets done, I can start bringing stuff down every trip. Thank you, God. I was giddy on the way home, thanking him and thanking him and thanking him. So let's let God into our life. Let's hope and pray. Okay, well, they called and I did my word of the day, which was Christian. And I think that all of us need to be better Christians as well. We need to love people where they are at. I'm telling you, I had a weird morning. I was coming outside my hotel room. I was packing up my car, and a guy pulled up in a beat-up old Toyota, and he had almost no teeth. I don't know. He must have had molars, but I didn't see any teeth. And I said, good morning. And he said, good morning. And then he came back after I loaded my car a couple of times and said, hey, my wife has my wallet. I don't have a debit card. I need a couple gallons of gas. Do you have anything? And, you know, in the old days, I would have looked at the dude and said, nope, don't have any cash, you know, and totally dissed him. But I really looked at him and I'm like, you could use this money. And I never have money, people. I rarely have cash in my wallet. And I ended up bringing four $5 bills with me on the road for some weird reason. And so I gave him the $20. And he said, God bless you. And so the change in my life from before God to now and back to letting it go. So I just let go of the $20. I don't know what he spent it on. He could have gone and bought some alcohol, or maybe he actually did need gas. I know he needed that $20 more than me. And I don't know. I guess I'm wrapping it up, and I know I got caught in a totally different subject, but don't be upset when God changes your schedule. It could be for the better. All righty, everyone, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have called us out of this world, and what does that mean? We need to be different. We need to let go of our anger, our impatience, our frustration when life doesn't go as we plan. Help us to always turn to you every single moment and give you those feelings and those emotions and cast them out so that we can live in your peace, knowing that you will take care of every single detail. If we're overwhelmed, if we're overworked, if we don't have time for you in our day, we will continue to be fearful and anxious and worried. And we know that that is not your spirit. So please help us to live this day, every moment with you, so that we can have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And rely more on you. Help us to kick our pride to the curb. Help us to know that humility is the way. And speaking and talking to you every moment gives us peace. Lord, we now will pray for all of the souls that have gone before us by name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In your glorious, holy, merciful name, Lord, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All righty, everyone. Today, give it to God. Talk to him. Work through things with him. Give him all of your negative emotions and your fear and your anxiety, your concerns, your resentment, your lack of patience. Give it all to him and ask him to take care of everything. Jesus, take over. All right, everyone, I love you all so much. Find something more with God always. This is the answer to everything. And have a blessed and inspired day.